35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40,
This week we have a special guest segment with our friend Jason Shook,
who's in, I'm just kidding.
He's in town from Chicago, Illinois.
Hello.
The godfather of the Probably family.
Yeah, man. This is like...
Probably Network.
Yeah.
Because I'm the new guy. Org. Well, I guess Cub's the new guy.
Jacob is the newest guy.
But
yeah.
So Jason's idea, we decided we're going to do a segment this week that's just called What Should Jason Buy?
What Should I Read?
Hey.
Yeah. Jason's never... really been, or at least currently not into comic books. He's read comic books before, but not really like anything that he's really reading. And so like what's come out recently that he could feasibly catch up on and not be totally lost in and still really enjoy it.
Yep.
And we decided on shiggity biggity 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 wiggity 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 wiggity.
Jason Aaron and Mark Silvestri's The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
That's correct. It's on issue 2 now. So you could easily, I don't think number 1 sold out, did it?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not so, a kingdom anyway.
It's something you could find.
I mean, something I could get on like comics or...
Yeah.
Or
it is on Comixology, actually. You can get it on your Kindle.
Oh, great. That's a big one for me.
They're $4 an issue, but both 1 and 2
Holy
are...
Holy shit, totally worth it.
$3.99, yeah.
So some of the things we should talk about is, Jason, what are you looking for out of a comic book?
I something simple, I guess. I had a really bad experience where I was like reading Identity Crisis. I don't know if you guys have read that.
I did.
Sucks.
Which was, I thought it was
I
good.
I
was reading it and I enjoyed it and it made sense. It was like, you know, it was like a story that was like kind of a whole story all together. And I read I think I got the trade or whatever you call that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, the next one in the series is Infinite Crisis. And I was like, what? The fuck is going on?
Well, that's the problem with all of the crisis, like Final Crisis is...
Which is all solved by the new 52, which...
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. That stuff doesn't even matter.
I just need something that, like, you don't have to know, like, 50 years of backstory to understand.
Yeah, Incredible Hulk is... I mean, you know about the Incredible Hulk, right? Bruce Banner gets angry and becomes the Hulk?
Yeah, I know who the Incredible Hulk
is.
Yeah, he
got hit by a gamma radiation.
Gamma bomb. I hit him with a gamma bomb.
Hey.
I didn't know what it meant.
Stan.
Not as clever as Peter Parker.
But, so, yeah, the Incredible Hulk... It just got renumbered. It's one of our favorite authors, Jason Aaron, who's writing several of our...
Who is an Alabama native.
He is.
Whoop.
His mom...
And Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. His mom, his mom actually comes into our comic book store a lot.
Thanks, Mom.
The only backstory you need to know is that somehow Hulk decided that he didn't want to be a part of Bruce Banner anymore, and he just became a separate thing. So Bruce Banner and Hulk are not the same person. Hulk is always Hulk, and Bruce Banner is always Bruce Banner.
And we're still learning. We're learning why. And
yeah,
but we don't know.
They
why.
Have yet
How?
To explain it.
We don't know. Like,
we don't know.
Just, it just like Hulk.
Hulk
seems
to know.
Hulk just seems to have gotten fed up with Bruce Banner and split, but we don't know how.
Okay.
Or like, so it's still getting into
but,
that.
But there's nothing.
That's
like,
it.
That you have to know.
That's that is
other than
backstory.
Who the Hulk is.
That's right.
Let's see. That's what I need.
It's a really solid issue one,
and
it's an issue
kicks
one.
Yeah, as long as
he's finally not so mopey.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like Hulk just want to be left alone.
But that
Hulk
kind of
smash. Like it's he doesn't do that
Hulk
anymore.
Corny.
Hulk fuck.
Well, he tried, and he did. He tried to be left alone, and then he found friends, and he realized that he didn't have this other part of himself that was limiting.
Didn't want to have friends,
so he can have Hulk friends. These are Hulk's buddies.
The moloids.
Hulk friends.
No, they're moloids.
No, but it's really well written. Moloid. Like Hulk is just destroying everything. Like he's fighting everybody all the time, and it's really fun to look
Hulk
at.
Hulk sharks.
And Hulk sharks. And Bruce Banner is a mad scientist.
Don't give away too much.
Yeah, well, Bruce Banner is a mad scientist trying to figure out how to get the Hulk.
Because Hulk is happy.
How to make his life work.
Bruce is not cool.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he wants the Hulk to be a part of him again. Like it's driving him crazy, and he's becoming this insane mad scientist. And that's really all.
That's it.
That sounds like something I would be interested
in. You would
in.
Love it. Great. It's really good.
Yeah, it was the surprise of the year.
Yep.
I just want to make sure that it's not going to turn into an alternate universe where like Like I black can't is promise white. That.
We have no idea what Jason Aaron's playing.
You need to promise that to me.
I can promise you that this is the main universe of Marvel because Hulk is nowhere to be found in any of the other books at this point.
So what if this is an alternate universe where P is poop and poop is P?
It won't be. This all happened as part of the main as part of a
Wolverine
big.
When does Wolverine have time to take a dump?
He just wears an adult diaper all the
time. I'm wearing a diaper.
Is that what the blue thing is?
Yeah, it's just.
That's coming out pretty soon. There's the Marvel, yeah. Marvel dumps. I think issue one. That's coming out next month.
Hilarious. Oh,
okay. So Jason, you should read The Incredible Hulk 1 and 2.
Thank you very much.
Available on Comixology and at your local comic book store.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
And thanks for visiting.
Love you guys.
Love you. So thanks for listening to a special Probably Comics one-shot with Jason Shook. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, I'm at DT Mills.
And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Uncanny Tom. That's T-H-O-M.
You know, if you care to follow me on Twitter, I'm at LinkZ2.
Jason, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at IonBattle. And you can email me if you want to.
Jason@gmail.com.
Jason@gmail.com. All right.
Thanks, y'all.